Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun, FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. And don't miss the all-new crime series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get.
Oh, well, switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's the most important, bottom line, critical thing happening on this planet. Today on This Is Important?
I don't know how to tell you this, but no one wants to look at your dick.
That was more like a butt cut, not like the bowl.
We could rub our heads together for eons and never get connected.
We're going to talk about jizz any minute now.
Buckle up.
Ow!
Holy
oh,
hell!
Oh my God!
Back for more!
Welcome back.
I'm being an owl.
I hear that, Kyle.
Hey, Blake, hit me with it. Dan-an-an.
Well, I don't have that, but...
What?
What do you
I
mean?
I have that.
Oh,
I thought you wanted the actual guitar lick, the dan-an-an. But we could do this.
He was...
No, I was doing the...
Yeah. That kind of
works. That kind of works.
That's actually... That's a very good mash. I like that.
Sweet little mashup.
The Sports Center one's pretty bad. Is there a cleaner... Maybe we can get a cleaner MP3 of that.
Yeah, dude. This one's kind of like...
Hit it again.
I feel like that's the 2000...
It's artifact-y.
Yeah, there's a lot of extra...
Right. Is that like the Fall Out Boy cover of it? What's going on? A little distortion on it?
No, I think that was in early 2000s when Fall Out Boy was reigning the airwaves. And they sort of ripped a page from Pete Wentz's playbook.
Juiced it up.
How cool is it that somebody figured out Sports Center, the SC, is in the middle that connects them to? What a light bulb moment. Must have been a good day at the office.
That took a while, too. That was,
I don't even know if I knew that.
No,
that's just such a part of my life.
Right.
Yeah, it's a real rebrand.
That's I like to look for those things like the, go ahead, Kyle, let's say it together, the arrow and the FedEx logo.
Sprint, pin, drop. Sprint, pin, drop.
No, you said spint. You said spin. No, wait. I'm the one who fucks up words, okay? You said spin.
I I think I know what you're talking about, Durs, where there is like an arrow like hidden between like the X and the F or something.
That is a good FedEx. One.
Yeah. It's that like you're moving. One. I honestly don't know the pin in Sprint though.
No, I was just thinking about great moments in advertising in, history. And I always think about it. I'm sorry. I'm not recording. I'm not currently recording right now.
Oh, so you were doing something completely different than what like we were doing?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You just want to talk about cool.
What else commercials? Is
new? Hey, no, dude, honestly, I love the Keebler elves. Dude, are we just saying stuff?
I
have to let you guys know I'm having tech issues right now. So I'm just kind of trying to walk down the path with you.
Give me a hell yeah.
Oh, shit. Our tech boys having tech issues. This sucks.
Yeah, that's
dude.
Not good.
I don't know why you always call me the tech boy. I'm not the tech boy.
Sorry,
anymore.
Tech man.
Thank you.
In our early sketch days, when you weren't around, Adam would just be like, "Tech boy will handle that."
Yeah,
I don't know if you knew.
Well,
that.
You were a boy back then. You blossomed into a big, beautiful man.
That's a huge bitch.
I hella believe that. Where's Tech Boy?
Where the fuck is Tech Boy?
So funny.
So I don't destroy another printer.
All right. Well, hopefully my audio stream changes now.
Okay.
Okay. Great. So that's okay. Cool. Okay. So my audio stream is coming in clear right now.
What happened? Did you just stop recording? What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
We were on a roll.
I'm so sorry to put the stutter on it. It's just you called me out. I thought we'd just roll past the Sprint pin drop, but we didn't. You know, I thought we could just roll right past that. Just trying to stay alive.
That's the thing about us is we can't roll past anything. Nothing can be rolled past. That's something about our friendship is absolutely nothing can roll past.
Yeah.
You can't just someone fucks up and you just sort of we all acknowledge it, but we just kind of move on quickly. No.
No, no.
No.
We're gonna let them know.
Everybody stop. Happen. What the fuck did you just try and say?
Yeah.
Hold on. What did you just mess
you said
up?
Spint? Wait,
usually it's me. So I was very excited when I heard you say something. You said smit.
I said spint. Print drop.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Like a fucking idiot.
Yes,
fucking
exactly.
Moron, dude. Take he a misspoke. Moment. What an I'm, idiot. Right.
Bullet.
I'm yes. more intelligent. I'm it's more a, intelligent than you. You would suck.
It's a huge like sign of Bully. Immaturity, right? Like it's like when a kid watches an adult like fall, they're like, "Wait, what?" And they have to laugh. We see each other fuck up and we're like, "You're stupid."
Exactly.
Well, it's a
I don't like that explanation.
Okay. Yeah,
what do you mean?
Because when people
you're wrong. You're
you
wrong.
Dumb bitch.
You lose.
Listening.
Because watching people fall, even when you're 9 years old, you see somebody topple, and as long as they're like not blood isn't coming out of their ears, you're like that's hilarious. No matter
but
what.
A okay. Little blood. Fair enough. But I guess what I'm saying is when like a kid sees a grown up flub a word.
Oh,
it's hilarious to them. Whereas like if you're having a conversation with two adults and one flubs a word, the other person's usually mature enough to go, all right, they just
I don't know.
I know. And I actually
huge business meetings where they completely derail what's going on.
Yeah, I hope the CEO of like Merrill Lynch is like, what the fuck did you just say?
Okay, wait. Netflix is in the tank. We got to get the market on. Market.
Did you just say market?
No, wait.
Market on.
Yo, I'd like to get to downloads, but.
I hope this guy isn't the CEO. He's lower down the totem pole and he's like, hey, shut up real quick. What did you just say? Shut the fuck up. What did you just say? Market?
What did Ted just say?
I said, Mark-click.
Mark-click?
We need more clicks. And I said, market.
But then the CEO loves it so damn much that he's like, hey, and now we're giving you a pay bump and a comfy dump.
Right.
Hey, hey-o.
This is the show. Okay, man. This is the show.
Meanwhile, Hulu's having no
Hulu.
Wait, shut the fuck up. Hey, shut up. What did you just say?
Meanwhile,
shut the fuck up. What did you just say?
You lose.
Hulu's having no fun.
Hulu. I do find myself making that choice to not correct those things now in certain situations.
In like professional situations.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
To just let it go. It's very hard to just let that go.
I would love to see your face when you see it happen. You just go, you're like, yeah.
Dude, because you do look around to see if anybody else felt it. And
are we
going like,
to acknowledge
I got
this?
It. Yeah, I got it. Okay, cool.
I know.
Yeah, no, we should. We should definitely meet there at 5:30.
Yeah, you want a mite there?
Yeah.
Dumbass.
I like, well, that's what's the blessing and curse of working with some of your very best friends is you do call each other out in, and you know, it is a professional work setting on the set of Workaholics or Game Over Man. But yeah, we're still going to call each other out.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That shit's important.
Same cadence ascended.
Yeah. Accountability. We go, hey man, you know, you just misspoke.
Hey, you fucking you idiot. Dude. Hey, I understand what you were trying to say, but you didn't say that.
Yeah. You said a word that doesn't exist. And
even though I know that, you know, that already and are feeling embarrassed, I'm going to capitalize on this and I'm going to hit you.
And in your muscle. Hold the roll real quick.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, roll cameras.
Yeah.
Roll cameras. Actually,
let's go to Video Village and rewatch that take.
And rewatch Playback. Let's call in the transpo captain and all the PAs. Just get everybody in here.
And I know you think this is inconsequential, but it's not. It matters, okay? So I want Words you to look every. Meaning. I want a public apology in front of everybody.
Do you remember we just had an intimacy coordinator on The Righteous Gemstones?
Oh, yeah. They're the best.
Mm-hmm. And she was actually really cool.
Get her done.
But yeah, they're dope.
Do we have a intimacy coordinator? I have a hard time saying that word, and I think y'all noticed that. Intimacy coordinator on Game Over Man? Or was that before you had to have one? Because
that was before.
Yeah, that was
people that don't know, on a production now, you have to have, if there's any kind of like kissing or sexual thing that's happening, they have to have an intimacy coordinator who's there to just make sure everything's cool and everyone's comfortable with the situation.
Yeah, it's all above board. Nobody's being convinced to do anything that they don't want to do.
And hilarious that we didn't have one when my dick and butthole were out for like 8 hours that day.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to coordinate some intimacy.
Loose butthole.
Didn't happen.
Durs kept checking in. Anders kept checking in with me.
Yeah.
Are you okay with you
this?
Good?
I just saw your butthole, but are you okay?
The coordination on that was just me and you, right, Adam? Isn't that right? Like, it was just me and you right before we started shooting. I say, are you gonna do this? Because I got a prosthetic dick for you.
Yeah, that was right. That was right.
And you were like, that I was the intimacy coordinator.
Yes, you were.
Wait until we were alone in a room.
Yeah.
I said, you're cool. You say, Kyle, I've made peace with showing the world my dick.
Dude,
I'm ready.
Yeah.
You tried to do a camera test, though, Kyle, many times.
Yeah, he kept saying, hey, come to my trailer. I want to do a quick
He
lunch.
Kept saying, I have to grab focus. You mind if I grab focus really quick?
Hold on, we gotta grab focus.
Let me grab some focus.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, you really grabbed a hold of the focus there, didn't you?
You know what though, Adam? This is another interesting part about it. There's the A side of this kind of thing is that like the actor's comfortable, but the B side that I know I kind of forgot about back when I did Top Five and was as butt ass naked, and you probably didn't think about was that. At first, like the costume person's like, hey, I have your robe. And eventually you just go, I'm good. Like, it's hot. I don't want to put it on. And you forget that, like, other people.
It's not even for you, it's for other people.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
I don't know how to tell you this, but no one wants to look at your dick.
Exactly. Yeah,
that wasn't, I feel like if you do those type of scenes, because I've done a few of them as well.
Hollywood wants it.
I want to do. Yeah, Hollywood wants to see my asshole and dick as much as possible.
Can't get enough.
There's a market for it.
You want to do it at the end of a production when you're super comfortable with everyone. Everyone knows you. They know that you're not a creep or they're not a creep. Everyone knows each other.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like on Game Over Man, we did it like 2 weeks in, so like we kind of knew each other.
Right.
It can be an icebreaker.
Yeah. That was supposed to be it was supposed to be a closed set because we didn't have a intimacy coordinator, anybody really like saying, or even an actor who said, I need a closed set.
Right.
It fell to the wayside real quick.
Oh, no, dude. I was all for it.
Right.
I like that the camera guys were like getting ideas for like cool shots, like from seeing my dick. They're like, actually, you know what? We could.
I pitched one to Kyle and we used it.
Oh, yeah.
What was that? Which one?
It was like at the very end of the entire scene where he like storms off. I was like, let's just go low and have him.
Oh, like, yeah, where the dick came. We went back for that. We went back for that shot.
Yeah. I love it.
He came straight at the camera, and we couldn't grab focus.
We had seen it a lot.
It was bouncing around all over the place.
It was inside of focus. We couldn't get it.
It was kind of like we'd seen it a bunch, and the scene had played out, and you kind of, as a viewer, like you forget about it. You accept that it's in the scene. And then I was like, I think we need to button it with like a, no, it's still there.
Yeah.
It's still out.
Yeah. It was basically, my dick was like the jaws of the scene. Like, you know,
yes,
you know that the shark's out there, but.
Right. Uh-huh. Oh yeah. Cause we were actually like shooting it to maybe not show it, but I was so interested. I was actually going to do all that in post, like just push in a little bit.
Right. Yeah.
I just framed it at the bottom. And then that was right. Like at the end, if we did show it, we needed that button, that visual. Right. Button.
You wanted to do like the D'Angelo music video version where it's just like, it's right there.
But we all know that's not how that movie turned out. There was nothing D'Angelo
nothing
about that
left
movie.
To the imagination.
No, that movie was put front and center. That shot defines that movie. Here's the floppy flop coming right at you.
The big flop.
How many like cinematography awards did they win for that film?
Well, they didn't get focus. They couldn't grab focus.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Just couldn't wrangle.
So, that scene that was nominated for the cinematography. Cinematography.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like cinnamon toast.
Wait, what the fuck did you just say? Wait, what did you just say?
Oh, somebody's got a sweet tooth.
Dude. I thought you were a DGA, bro.
Hey, ride him, Blake. Ride him.
Let me have it. Burn. It is so hot in this fucking room.
Dude, it's hot everywhere. The world is melting.
Woo. Yo, oh God, it's so fucking hot here.
It's really bad. It's really bad,
it's
man.
It's really bad, man. I'm renting this house, you know, and I can't figure out how to the goddamn. I wish my tech boy was here because I can't.
What up?
The AC is set at 85 degrees. And That's hot. I know, dude.
Fuck yes.
So I keep putting it down to like 72.
Yes.
And then it'll start to go there. And then it'll just start to go back up to 85 again.
Is this a smart thermostat?
Yeah, what is it? A old Honeywell?
No, it's a dumbass thermostat. This thermostat is stupid as shit.
I'm a dumbass.
Okay. Cause sometimes when you're in somebody else's house, like an Airbnb or a rental, whatever, they've already programmed it to be as like quote efficient as possible.
Yep.
Meaning they don't want to pay for it.
Well, right. They make me pay for it.
Oh,
I have to pay for everything. That's the rub here is I'm paying for it anyways. So
there's the rub.
You're paying for cable. You're paying.
Dude. Oh, I'm paying for it all, baby. I don't know how I got this sweet deal.
It's like, that's weird. They're getting a ton of magazine
magazine
subscriptions. What the fuck is happening?
Adam, you probably have to hit the button that says PROG.
Tech program. Boy.
Yeah, there we go. That's my tech boy.
Dig into the program. Tech dig money. Into like what it's set on. It'll probably give you M, T, Dub, T, H, Friday, S, you know what I mean? And then you go through and you probably hit the AM and the PM. It's got a couple different times that it'll kick that off. And you have to choose which times you want
Samsonite.
La, 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 lower, baby. You know?
Oh, I just came, dude. My tech boy's back, baby.
Here's what I love. Kyle definitely gave you. He gave you the answer. You didn't listen to it. You're not going to use it.
No. Well, there's no program button on that device. There's
bullshit. Yeah. Bullshit.
He immediately tuned you out.
Dude, it's like talk.
Dude, sorry, he turns me on when he gets tech boy.
It's like,
sorry, guys.
I just want you to know, me and your mother are getting a divorce.
Adam, this is serious. This is going
to
change
Adam,
everything.
Adam, I need you to listen.
Daddy. So, Adam, the cancer's back. Nom, nom, nom.
Nom, nom, nom.
That shit's important.
Boom.
Oh, man.
There was an earthquake. Everyone in California died except for us.
Your mother's dead. Meow.
Oh. No. There's police. Oh, my God.
I appreciate it, Kyle. I heard you.
Yeah, yeah. No,
no you didn't.
I did too.
Got no, it. You didn't.
Hold down the program. There should be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Adjust it accordingly.
Oh, it's like when an old person gives you the address to go somewhere, and then they start talking about how to get there, and you're like, I'm just gonna type it in my phone, but you like, you're like, okay, left there.
Yeah.
That's a Shell station. Uh huh. Okay. Uh-huh. Right on. Yeah. Past the Denny's.
Hey, sorry, old man, you're obsolete. Hey guys. I've been trying to save money for a while, but it seemed like my bank account was stuck. Thankfully, I heard about Rocket Money and gave it a try. It turns out I had a bunch of subscriptions I was paying for that I had forgotten about. Rocket Money helped me cancel some of them, and now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Holy smokes! Thanks to Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month's, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Stop wasting money on things you don't use, you frickin' bonehead! Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/important. That's rocketmoney.com/important. rocketmoney.com/important.
Hey, TII Nation, we know your sex life is important, but that your schedule is also very busy. You don't have time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. But now, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door.
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper.
The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. If ED's getting you down, it's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated.
Start your free online visit today at hims.com/this is. That's hims.com/this is for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/this is. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Don't miss the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun. I watch it. I love it, dude. It's set in feudal Japan. Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss.
Dude, The Veil is a globe-trotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance.
Whoa. Wow, well said.
And crime fans, do not miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Yeah, stars Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month, huh? It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu, huh?
Dude, freaking do it, dude. Hey, TII Nation, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible.
Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Like we said before, Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees. No, really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Boom. You just had a braingasm learning about how transparent Visible is.
Now head on over to Visible.com so you can switch. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Yeah, my shit is fucked up, and it's really hot here as well. It's just the whole planet is 130 degrees right now.
Yeah,
dude, it's hot. It's so hot. It's so hot right now in my house. It's like I'm sweating. I feel like I'm in a sauna.
And
I'm
so
like,
what's your AC deal?
I don't have it up here. I don't have it. I'm in like a loft.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I don't have AC in my office.
Kyle.
Just get that shit. I got it the other day in my garage for no reason.
Well, I mean, I just haven't had I have it. A thing. It's just not doing the trick.
I like my webs chilly.
A fan?
You call it a thing? Is that an air conditioning unit or is that
a fan? Is it?
No, you see it right there? You see it right there? Right there, AC. What? It's like a in the wall AC thing, but I don't.
Okay, it's one of those long doggies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It might be a. It might be a heat only though. That might be the problem.
Oh, it might be heat only. So not AC at all then.
I turned it down really low. It's not doing anything.
That's a heater.
Yeah,
I think it is.
Okay.
Okay. Well then, yeah, that won't. You're right. That won't cool you down. Not even a little bit.
I know, and I'm hot. I'm saying I'm hot.
Yeah.
Blake.
What? Feverish.
So what's the temperature in your home?
I try to keep it at 69, but
69. Yes, well, so you finally succumbed to the fact that you have enough money to run air conditioning.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. I don't think my AC unit is really working. I might have to get it replaced or something.
Okay, we're getting to the bottom of it.
This is good. This is home time.
Here's the deal.
If you're joining us now, AC
we've moved
talk.
Off luggage talk, and we're talking home talk.
I think just due to the fact that I don't run it enough, it kind of like, you know, broke it in that way.
That's not how it works. Go ahead.
You mean it broke it in or it broke it?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
What did you mean right there? What the fuck did you mean right there?
Well, no, I think that is the kind of thing. It's like when you leave an old classic car for too long, they're meant to be driven. You got to drive the goddamn thing.
Exactly.
But he said broke it in.
And AC units are exactly like a classic car. Camaro, baby.
Yeah,
but he said, but hold on, shut the fuck up.
What did I say?
Shut the fuck up. He said, broke it in. He said, I think not right.
Shut the fuck up. What did you say, Mike? What did you say?
Oh my God.
I
can't
if we could check the tapes, I guess Kyle really got me on something. What did I say?
How do you look in the mirror? You fucking loser.
He said, I guess not running it. I guess not running it broke it in.
Amazing.
Which means it's running perfectly.
Oh my God.
That is not what I meant.
Dude, what an
and that is not
slam,
what I meant.
Kyle. I'm glad you called him on that.
You're
shit,
fucking
dog.
Done on this podcast.
Dude.
I had to. I had
Blake,
to. Call
Blake,
her.
I know it's getting hot over there now.
Great. Great.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Goodbye.
Hey, you're slipping on the board, dude. I shouldn't be doing all the board noises
you're a
for
stupid
you.
Dumbass.
I'm a dumbass.
Yeah.
Dude.
Idiot.
Hey, Blake, if you're getting hot, I know Kyle just put you on ice, so you better be cooling off now.
Woo. I'm sweating now. Woo. Hot ice.
See, because back in the day, I would beg Kyle and Blake and Kyle's brother Adam and his ex-wife Haley, I would ask them all the time to turn the AC even on. And we lived in the deep valley. There was one point that we broke a record. No. It was 118 degrees one day. And
oh my God.
And we didn't turn the AC on. Like as
it was a
point.
Challenge.
And I was going, please, let's just turn it on. But we all had to agree because we were all paying for it.
It was Earth Day.
Dude, it was hashtag dope. Don't turn your AC on challenge, dude.
pre-TikTok.
Pre-hashtags. It was the MySpace days of
yeah.
I guess those were Facebook days.
I wonder, yeah, we all had to agree on it because it cost dough, dude. We didn't have the dough. Yeah,
it sucked. And I was the only one to go, I'm willing to sacrifice the extra like $30 a month or whatever it would be for to be comfortable inside of my own home.
Central air.
Hot. Central air.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was. I can't remember if there was two. There wasn't two, right? There was one. It was just one unit. Yeah.
I think it was one, but which is crazy for that big of a house.
But we had a pool. That's what the pool is for.
That's what it was. It was get in the pool. It I was know, go, yeah. If you're hot, get in the pool. Save money, get in the pool. If you have some money, go to Fresh and Easy and get yourself chicken dinner.
Take a walk in the fucking grocery store,
if
brother.
If you got money, go get chicken dinner for the house.
Yeah. Right? Hey, you got money? You got $6 in your pocket? Go cop a rotisserie chicken for the house.
Go get chicken for the house. What are you doing with money? Dude,
don't hold on to that money.
I would love to give flowers to Fresh and Easy, but no one knows what the fuck it is.
Yeah, was Fresh and Easy California only?
I don't know if it exists.
I think it was British. I think it was a European grocery
store
that came over here.
Cheerio. They don't sell Cheerios.
Very shagadelic.
Everything was overwrapped, like an individualized, so it seemed like cool and clean, but it was so wasteful.
Oh, yeah. Dude, so much plastic.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And remember, like, they would sell a grill pack. I think it was like $10, and you got quite a few items.
Yes.
But I recall getting major every time I barbecued
this
that
dude
pack,
teased
baby.
Himself up with the fucking hits.
So major diarrhea.
The burritos were cracking though, remember? They were $2.99
or $2.50. The burritos were off the fucking charts. Yeah, dude. Yeah. The burritos. Hey,
like our neighborhood was being gentrified. Mm-hmm. And it was like they put this nice Fresh and Easy. And hilarious that I don't think it worked. I think that Fresh and Easy like kind of came and went. And
well, they didn't have cashiers. Remember, it was like an experiment into self checkout.
Mm-hmm. Which is everywhere now.
And you packed your own mm-hmm. bags, right?
You did everything yourself. Yeah. Very easy to steal, but.
that's why they don't exist.
Diarrhea.
That's why they probably went under. Diarrhea. You know, probably people were chilling. We're still in some. Oh,
the
bags.
Oh,
yeah. Because
let me have it.
They were still in what? Their underwear? What are you talking about?
You got me, you boys. Idiots.
Damn, man.
What goes around comes around.
Extra grill pack.
Idiots.
This is a real firing squad today, man. Watch yourself, dude.
It's hot. It's hot today.
Charge.
Kyle, are you saying that actually like no one worked there except for like a guard at the door?
I'm fairly positive there was like three employees.
Yeah, there's just a few people kind of wandering around asking if you needed help or whatever.
And they were stoned.
Yeah.
Because I remember we went like day one. Like there was like fucking
a bow
on the front door. Like, and people were so ready to help. And the first couple of days were like, oh, this is the nicest grocery store we've ever been in. Oh my God. And we can walk there. We were like so pumped on the whole thing. We're like, oh my God. And then like 3 months later, it was a fucking piece of shit. It was like, it had like maybe a 6 month run.
It lasted more than that, didn't
it? Well, I remember it. That was an exaggeration, but it went down the hill quickly.
It's always like that when like a new spot pops up in your neighborhood. No matter what, you're like you sell it to yourself so hard, like, oh my God, this place is the fucking best, dude. And you're just kind of lying to yourself at some point.
But they did. There's reminded me of the burritos. Like you're talking about the grill packs, and I'm thinking about the burritos
now. You reminded me of the burritos.
And they were good.
Just real quick. This whole run started after I go, I would love to give my flowers to Fresh and Easy, but nobody will know what we're talking about.
Sorry, everybody. It's a grocery store.
Hey, dude, grocery talk with the boys on. This is important.
There were three locations in the Southern California area. And if you weren't there, you missed
Let's
the
talk
era.
About a local bar that nobody knows.
Oh, boy.
Dude, you guys, iPoppy K Rico. Man, shout out iPoppy K Rico and Van Nuys.
Yeah, we'll go there. Go out there for sure. Get
Dr. Hoggly Woggly's, man, pull up.
That's got to be global, no? I will say.
Where the fuck was that? I don't even remember. Dr. Hoggly.
That was near the office, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it was the barbecue joint in Van Nuys near our office. Yes.
Iffy. Here's something.
Papa K. Rico was better.
Iffy.
Absolutely.
Papa K. Rico had the Cubanos.
Correct.
Allegedly.
So moving to LA, you discover this pizza chain called Shakey's. It's not in the Midwest, as far as I know. But it's just like
it's it's sort of trying to hang on to the old like Pizza Hut's of
pizzeria-ness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like pizzeria. Come
here. Where there's like a food bar and like booths and checkered tablecloths.
Sit down, have a pitcher of root beer.
Right.
Then in 2009 or 2010, I go to Tokyo and I'm just walking around Tokyo and I'm like, wow, look at this. We gotta go to a fucking cool restaurant that we could never go to. And I turn the corner near like the what is it, like Harajuku, like shopping district, and there's a Shakey's.
Sounds real.
Seems right real. There. And I'm like,
wait a minute.
What the really? Fuck is this? Yeah. Why?
Wow, that's cool.
It's not even the best representation of our pizza.
Global.
What the fuck?
But well, I mean, we can get into representation and talk about how Boston Pizza is the biggest pizza chain in Canada.
Oh, yes, dude. Remember that?
We've covered this.
Wait, what is this now? Sorry. No, I would just say I'm visiting Canada. What's going on up there?
Okay, well, when we were cruising around Vancouver, the most popular pizza chain is Boston Pizza.
Right.
Oh.
Like, it's like their sports bar pizza joint. And we were always like,
what?
Boston Pizza? What the fuck?
Boston.
Right.
And not, that's important.
And not great. Not great. Big beers.
Yeah,
but
it's also, oh, yeah, I do remember that. And we were like, well, they don't even Boston's not style. Even known for their pizza. It'd be different if, like, New York is known for their pizza.
Well, that's what I was going to, there
Chicago,
is not a Boston.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. You know who has the best pizza?
No, who, Blake? Tell us.
Low key. Motherfucking Detroit, baby. Detroit has the best
pizza. Pizza.
Well, it's a certain style of pizza.
What
right?
is it? It's the just deep. Like it's square cuts.
Yeah, but it's
and it's like
cut.
Super buttery and
spongy,
the crust is
bready. Yeah, it's great.
Square yeah, cut it's rocks. Really delicious. But I also found out, you know who else has a style of pizza I didn't even know? Freaking
Albuquerque Luke. Pizza. It's cutting circles within the circles.
St. Louis, baby. St. Louis has a style. St. Louis has like a really thin, like cracker crust style.
Oh,
and
really?
I love that shit.
Yeah,
I like thin crust.
I'm a big thin crust guy. I mean, I know people shit on Domino's, but Domino's fucking rocks.
Let's get back into it.
Yeah, the pizza talk. We're doing pizza talk again. That's
hey,
all right.
Hey, man, why the hell not, man?
Hey, dude, the pizza, conversation pizza. Ebbs and flows, baby.
It's two conversations. It's one is value.
We're going to talk about jizz any minute now. We'll get back to it.
And there we are.
One is value. What's the most valuable pizza?
Oh, mm-hmm. we're getting back into the idiosyncrasies.
Oh, MVP? You want to rank MVP?
Pizza. Well, there's that, and then there's the best. There's the best, where it's like money is no object.
Well, I don't know if money's ever been a true object with pizza.
Oh, we're talking money's no object? Then I gotta go Papa John's.
Go with Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
Yeah, well, most valuable pizza is absolutely Costco. Absolutely Costco.
Costco's up there.
Yeah, I'm back in
that. Whole Foods isn't bad either, and it's a great deal. Their pizza is a sleeper.
The walk up by a slice.
Walk up by a slice. Or you can order a whole za, man. And it is affordable and delicious. Might be the most affordable thing in Whole Foods. My God.
Whoa, whole paycheck. Hey, maybe it's
about paycheck. Maybe it's
me. Which I'd love to pivot to inflation talk.
Oh. And before we get into it, will you explain inflation?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
me?
Yeah,
for
yeah,
me. Simply. Just for me. For me.
And I'm not talking birthday balloons, you clown.
Yeah, just for the three of us, could you really kind of just hammer down what exactly inflation is?
Yeah, just set the table for the conversation.
Ooh. I'm confused.
Yeah. It really helps us out if Blake
clear it up for
just
me.
Explain the details.
Inflation, I feel like, is an economic response. It's when prices of goods.
Uh-huh. he's actually going to do it, and we're not going to listen.
Oh, I'm listening. I'm confused.
Yeah. They begin to
economic
begin
response.
To rise. Yeah. It,
response to what?
It could be a number of things.
Like, give me two things that could be that.
I mean, like, I feel like some of the inflation that we're feeling now is due to maybe conflict in other parts of the country, or
which causes what?
Inflation.
Dude, the inflation question mark right there. Yeah. Inflation. Right?
It's like when you say the word in the meaning of the word.
I'm a dumbass.
Yeah. Frog means frog, man.
I like to think that if this was the president giving a speech and then one of his cabinet members is off to the side going, ah.
Yeah.
keeps them on their toes.
If he could even make it onto the goddamn stage, Jesus Christ, he can't ride a bicycle.
Oh, yeah.
This is the State of the Union.
Ooh, yes.
That's the thing people are doing a lot, not like college kids are doing that, like to their like parents at like Christmas dinner. Their dad will be saying something, and the daughter will just go,
dude.
They're very funny videos, and I'm proud of this new generation. Thank you for keeping this alive.
I saw
and now
this.
I just You've love to bow this? Our head in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this meal. It's so good having Chelsea back in the house.
Oh, Dad.
It's been so long since we've had all of us together, especially after my father passed away, just having the children at the table was just it's really nice for me.
Oh, God.
I like that this dad is just powering through. I think
right there.
This dad is great.
I'm about to bust.
Sweetheart. Close your eyes. Bow your head.
Ow.
Oh, they're butt fucking me.
Oh, God. Oh, no. I'm starting to like it. Oh.
I'm starting to like this butt fucking thing.
I'm loving this butt fucking. Oh, God. Dad, keep going. Okay.
Hey, what happened?
Okay, now it got weird. You go to your room.
Now it got weird.
I hope you go viral. Go to your room. That's, by the way, that's got to be a whole thing. Like, if you have a kid who does something stupid, but then it goes wildly viral, and all of a sudden they're sending fucking liquid IV to your house.
Yeah.
You're like, proud of them. You go to your room.
What do you do?
Go to your room until you're viral.
The dad becomes an influencer. The dad is suddenly like really famous. He goes out. He's getting free shit all the time. He's getting free trips to Vegas.
Yeah.
For sure he's going to Dubai.
After letting them sit in their room and think about it for an hour, then it's the little sweetheart.
Yes, can man. I see the video?
Did we go viral?
Go to your room and edit that together. I'll be up in 20 minutes.
Did we go viral?
I'm going to figure out how to log on to TikTok and check this shit out.
Right? Kids are like acting a fool. Parents are wiling out, but they roll on it. And they're like, look, I know I yelled at you. I called you lazy and entitled. Did we go viral?
Did we go viral?
Was it funny when I slipped on the...
seemed like that would have been
the
funny.
Dish rag in the
it
kitchen.
It was funny when you went down the stairs during the winter, and I was walking out with trash. Hilarious.
Look, I shattered a disc in my spine. Did we go viral?
I no longer can sit upright, but honey, did we go viral?
Naked grandma!
Sweetie, that is it.
Sweetie,
that's
can
it.
I come in?
No!
Sweetie, did we go viral?
Yeah, I'm not telling you.
I'm not going to tell you. Why don't you log on to your Finsta and find out yourself?
I changed the password, Dad.
I can't figure it out. My tech boy is not here.
Yeah, I don't have my
comedy
tech boy.
Comedy callback.
Hey, now.
Hey.
Naked grandma.
All right. What happened?
All right. TikTok dad.
Go to your room. Come out when you're viral.
Oh, my God.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Don't miss the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun. I watch it. I love it, dude. It's set in feudal Japan. Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss.
Dude, The Veil is a globetrotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance.
Whoa. Wow, well said.
And crime fans, do not miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Yeah, stars Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month, huh? It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu, huh?
Dude, friggin' do it, dude. Hey, TII Nation, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless Visible.
Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Like we said before, Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees. No, really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Boom. You just had a braingasm learning about how transparent Visible is.
Now head on over to Visible.com so you can switch. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hey, listeners, this is Important Podcast here, and we've got a serious nugget for you.
Yeah, we do. If you're into CBD and wellness, check out Lazarus Naturals. They're like the guardians of CBD, overseeing the entire process from the farm in Oregon to the product that arrives at your front door.
Yeah, man, but I'm like wondering what makes them stand out. Well, I'm going to tell you because I found out. Clean ingredients and scannable labels. No more mysteries, just transparency. Speaking scannable labels, you see the extract hemp batch your product came from? As safe and dependable as grandma's meatloaf recipe. And they have all sorts of products, including gummies, balm sticks, skin repair cream, capsules, and more.
You know, my personal favorite is the sleep tincture. One of my favorite words to say, tincture. It really helps you relax at night so you can have a restful night of sleep. Really helps me relax. That's right. Lazarus Naturals, where quality meets simplicity. It's a game changer in the world of CBD.
So for a straightforward and transparent CBD experience, give Lazarus Naturals a go. Your wellness journey just got a reliable partner.
Visit their website at LazarusNaturals.com today and use promo code THISIS for an exclusive discount. That's LazarusNaturals.com code THISIS. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, TII Nation, we know that sometimes you have something you want to get off your chest, but you're just not sure how. But don't worry, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Unfortunately, when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/thisis today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thisis.
Kyle,
what's up, bud?
How's your physical activity coming?
My physical activity is good.
Are we still pickleballing, which I know takes other people?
Kyle, when you're not on like calls and stuff, that's what we talk about for the kind of the first 5-10 minutes before you get there, or if you have to miss one, that's what we talk about is Kyle's physical activity.
What do you guys think Tech Boy's doing?
I wanted to bring up Tech Boy's physical activity. How do you think he's doing? Let's check in.
I'm doing all right.
Did we go viral?
Can you guys hear that? Let me turn. There's my physical activity is fine. It's not. It's all good. You know what I mean?
Your boobs are huge.
I think what's happening is I haven't been on the pickleball court for a while, and I was running. But now my joints are really starting to hurt. I'm not gonna lie.
You were running?
Yeah, I was doing.
Well, how much did you? You got to ease into physical activities at our age, at our ripe old age.
I know. I hit it hard. What I'm doing is I'm... Durs hit it on the head
really
last time.
Into it.
Yeah, Durs hit it. He said, you got to do push-ups. You got to do the isometrics and stuff. And so I'm trying to get myself...
Animals are strong.
I'm trying to get into that.
Okay.
Because it's easier than running. It's easier on the joints. I'm doing some yoga.
I feel like a lot of push-ups, if your goal is to like lose weight, push-ups isn't necessarily the best thing.
And that's building strength, and that will ultimately come out in the wash. You know what
muscle
I mean?
Muscle burns fat.
I'm
with you. Oh, you think fat will wash off you?
Know what I mean?
I think that's how you mostly get rid of
you're
fat.
Showering to lose weight.
I'm taking 2 showers a day. Okay.
It comes out of the wash.
Yeah, it gets my heart rate going because it's so hot. So
Kyle, I've noticed you smell not bad. What's going on? Trying to lose weight.
I've been working out.
I can't stop eating.
Things are all right.
I like that, dude.
And then, Adam, you got no bicycle. You got to get in tires. You got no...
I fixed the tires. We got them fixed.
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
And I have gone on some rides.
And then the Peloton? What's the deal?
And the Peloton, I have it here. I have the new cord because the rats ate through. If you didn't listen to the app, the rats ate through my tires and my cords of my Peloton.
That's life.
Got new cords, but I've worked all this week, and today was the first day for me to clean it. I have not cleaned it. It's sitting in my basement. Like, the seat looks hairy. That's how many rat hairs were stuck to it. They for sure, like, pissed all over the seat and then, like, and then rolled themselves
they
on it.
They wrote on it. Yeah. They did hella classes.
They turned it on.
They were giving each other haircuts on your seat.
Dude, it's furry looking. I'm like, oh boy. I like want to just throw it away, but I'm like, it's, you know, I
no, just clean
it's a Peloton.
It. Clean
I'm cleaning it.
Sell it.
Yeah.
Also, is it called a rat king when like there's the clump of rats all together?
Shit.
Like a human shaped rat king might have done a few classes with Cody.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's a creature feature. We just cracked it. The rat king.
The rat king.
Yeah. Dude.
It's called not Willard.
And it's just like a bunch of messy dudes that live together. And
that's a good idea.
The floorboards, like all the pizza droppings. And the
oh my gosh, this is kind of good.
That's a good idea.
Kind of falls through the floorboards, and then these rats just go fucking wild.
Right.
Form a rat king.
Dude, the VFX on that, the suit. Imagine the suit.
Oh,
holy incredible. Fuck.
Wait, did you say, I'm sorry, a slice of pizza falls through the floorboards?
Yes, sir. The pizza droppings, dude. The crumbs.
I told you not to get thin crust. It slid right through.
Oh, it's fucking it's St. Louis style.
St. Louis style. It pizza, flew pizza. Right through the floorboards.
Pizza, pizza.
Well, but I thought the whole thing with... Rat Kings is that it was like proved as like a myth because what it is is like a
the truth is out there. Wait. Okay, if the general population
like
knew
it
the
was
truth
proved as a myth that a bunch
yes,
of rats
because
form
you're
one
a fucking
rat?
Idiot.
No, Adam, that's
what'd
not
say,
what
dude?
It is.
You fucking moron. What'd you say?
That's not what it is.
Bully.
That's not what a rat king is. What a
Bully.
Rat king is and what they claim it is when a bunch of rats like live together.
Well, we know it's not a humanoid.
No, dude, their tails get tied together and it forms like one collective rat because their tails are all together.
Are you kidding
tied
me?
Together in a ball. I'm serious. Look up a rat king. It's when all
no,
the tails
I know they're
tie
a ball,
together.
But their tails are tied?
It's just their tails are
I
tied,
thought they're
tied
just,
together.
Dude, I thought they it's just they're all human. Fucking lounging on top of each other being gross-ass rats, just fucking eating fleas off each other
it's
and
a,
shit.
It's, I believe it's a mound of rat. I don't believe the tails have to be stuck together.
That's the number one thing that makes a rat king is that the tails are tied together.
How would the tails get tied together?
Because they whip around. They're on top of each other. One knots with one. That's why it's disproven.
Dude,
it's not
you
real,
me,
mate.
We could rub our heads together for eons and never get connected.
Is it real?
Yeah, for sure, Blake. If we're rubbing our hair together, our hair's not going to just tie themselves together.
I take it back. Eventually it would.
It might, actually.
How long would that take for us to just
do
that?
If we were really close and we had long hair.
Save it for the live podcast. We'll figure it out.
Right.
If you had hair as long as a rat's tail, that's where you need to start with this experiment first.
I believe
if you
I
had
do.
A rat tail. Right. If we all grew rat tails, which would be fucking cool. Let's all grow rat tails.
Yeah. If we all had rat tails in our hair.
Kyle, do you have yours anymore, Kyle?
What? My rat tail?
Yeah,
I could. Tails. I don't. I just got long hair, but man, I want to cut it. Too hot.
You did have one for a while, right?
Dude.
Yeah, I had one for the show, and then I kept it.
Have you thought about like just going back to like way old school, Kyle, and just getting like a fucking sick buzz cut?
Yeah.
Sure. I would love to see.
Yeah, the truth in his eyes. I think about it all the time.
Yeah.
I do. I do.
I would love to see that. I would love to see.
What else do you think about Kyle?
Just go like 7-year-old Kyle. Just get like the nice like. Yeah. fucking boy cut.
Mm. Oh, a little hot boy.
You would look so hot.
Dude, chill.
A nice boy cut. 7-year-old. I had a bowl cut. I had a bowl cut.
At 7? No, you didn't. Don't lie to us. Don't lie to the community.
At 7? 8? Yeah, I had a bowl cut. What do you mean? I
at
did.
At 7 years old, you had a bowl cut.
With a rat
what
tail.
Is so unbelievable about that?
Adam? Yeah, why are you hang up on this?
I thought that was much later, or maybe it came to the Midwest much later. I didn't even know about bowl
Kyle
cuts.
Was first. Yeah, he's from you California. Know Kyle's a trailblazer. Yeah, you know that's he true. Fucking yeah, formed he's... pickleball leagues. Like
yes.
The dude had a bowl cut.
Yeah,
that I'm 2000 true. Early, you know?
Yeah, I guess you're 2000 early.
I had a bowl.
I think it is a West Coast thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it must have been a West Coast thing, because in the Midwest, that
makes sense.
Us in like 7th grade. So we're like 14, 13.
A bowl cut in 7th grade? That was more like a butt cut, not like the bowl.
6th, 7th grade.
2000 and late.
Okay.
What's the butt cut? Dude,
I guess I was 2000 and late on bowl cuts, because that's when I was rocking my dope shit.
Well, why don't you cry about it?
Yeah. I feel like I was jumping in. Maybe I was 8, you know, but 3rd grade, I think I had the bowl. I definitely had the tail because I went to Korea when I was 8.
Rat tail was like when I was 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 7 and 8, I had
that.
Oh, yeah,
that's when I'm 7 and 8, I was rocking some sidesteps and a rat tail for sure.
I feel like rat tails was right when dudes were starting to get earrings as well.
Yes.
That was kind of like they coexisted.
I was wearing a necklace, like a metal necklace when I was. Had the rat tail.
It was all about rat tails and male jewelry.
Dude, all you West Coasters are wild. Fucking
yeah, dude.
Male jewelry at 8?
Hold up.
Yes, dude.
Y'all
yes.
Crazy, dude.
And I wanted it so bad. I could not wait. It was like for the 8th birthday. Mm-hmm. I got the chain.
You got like a gold necklace?
Silver. Silver.
Shout out David Leisure, who had his ears pierced in kindergarten.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wait, this man's last name was Leisure?
Uh-huh. You have
what
to.
Is he?
Mr. Leisure?
What is it? I mean, yeah, if he's not
a rapper.
If he doesn't have so his cool. Ears pierced, what had happened to David? How's he doing?
I don't know. I should reach out.
Yeah, let's reach out.
I bet I could find him on Facebook.
Yeah, let's have him be the third guest on the podcast.
Yo, honestly, I guarantee you there'd be some stories. But he was tight. He had his ears pierced so early that there were like no rules. But then by the time you got to middle school, if you had your ears pierced, I feel like I've talked about this. Everybody would put a broom bristle through their ear.
Yeah, you did. I think you did.
To like make sure it didn't close up.
Broom bristle? Well, you just put an earring in.
No, because you couldn't wear an earring if you were a boy in school.
Oh, really?
So they would cut the end off of a broom bristle. And then just put that in there.
That's so
oh,
weird.
Interesting. Just so it wouldn't close. That's wild that you couldn't have an earring if you were.
We couldn't wear hats. We couldn't do a lot of shit at our high school.
Wait, could girls wear hats?
Yes, and boy,
what?
It was
what?
There was a whole. I can't get into it because it was.
Wait, girls could wear hats.
You can.
It was all about like gang affiliation. So it was just for boys because they assumed just boys are in gangs.
Oh my gosh, dude!
But yeah, okay.
So really, you're saying
it's
us men that have been marginalized our entire lives. Is that what you're saying?
That's
basically?
Exactly what you've been saying, dude.
That's exactly what you've been saying.
You know what,
allegedly.
Guys? To be very clear about this, yeah. I don't think I even need to say it.
Yeah, you don't. You
know what I mean,
too, dude.
I think it's pretty clear.
Yeah.
We couldn't wear Raiders jackets or Raiders clothes.
Oh, that is fucking cool, dude.
For a couple years.
No Raiders jacket? Was that a specific gang, or was it just because the Raiders were so fucking cool?
Were fucking tough as shit.
I think it had something to do with the like NWA, and like there was a bunch of gang shit in LA if you were rocking.
Yes.
It was just affiliated. That's all.
But how did that? Yeah, I just don't understand why that would make its way. To...
Actually, our principal was a huge Buffalo Bills fan.
I know. If you
Deep,
imagine if you like. Owned a sports team and just a gang, just like a very violent gang, just like we only wear your shit. And then everybody's like, well, they can't. Hey, no one can
press.
Wear this. No one can wear this jacket.
Yeah.
That probably helps you with merch, right? Because kids are going, well, I'm fucking rocking that shit.
Oh, for sure. Nobody's wearing Cincinnati Reds gear because they like the team. Sorry, Cincinnati. My bad. Or take back coming.
Buddy. Oh, like, shit. I know who's getting their flowers. Pete Rose.
Also, if you had a Raiders jacket, like, I think you had to just prepare yourself to, like, fight for it. You know what I mean?
Like
it was a sought-after item. So if you were going to get a Raiders jacket, like, be ready to defend yourself.
Like they were specifically like a Raiders parka. I have it in my head. I remember.
I mean, the starter jackets.
Oh. Yeah, starter jackets were so fucking – every team's was sick.
Yeah, I don't
sick.
Know if it was specifically a parka.
Yeah. I remember the
went down to your knees.
Hot,
it had
hot.
A snakeskin belt, and
no, they were like they were. Maybe it was a starter jacket. I don't. I just remember them be having. whatever.
The Raiders. The all black Raiders full zip with the like shield here, or whatever, and then like Raiders across the back. And then the pullover that was like white, black, and gray.
This must have been L.A. Raiders.
Yes, L.A. Raiders.
Not Oakland.
Yeah.
Not Oakland.
Okay, I loved that. I love that little insight into your mind. Whatever.
Yeah, that was probably the toughest. Plus, the Raiders are silver and black. They're like the coolest colors. It's hard to compete.
Although, like, the Hurricanes starter jacket or the Dolphins starter jacket was like... pretty strong.
But like, I kind of feel like, I don't know, like now, like the louder, the better as far as like color schemes go. But back then we were kind of like, I guess following.
Is that
like,
the fashion forecast for today?
Blake, every episode you have to give us a fashion forecast.
Yeah. Is this your segment?
Hey, and with chances of fluorescence.
And with that, do we have any take backs, giveaways, apologies, epic slams?
I love it, baby.
We're there.
Blake, I think I know what you're going to take back and who you're giving flowers to.
I will apologize to Cincinnati Red fans. I took a low blow shot there. Your squad is better than my Oakland A's, so I'll give you that. But I would love a take back from you guys about Rat Kings, because everything I said was factual. So.
Well, did you look it up? Can you prove these facts?
I don't have to.
I don't see the link in the chat.
I will give you credit for saying the word Rat King and then words afterwards, but you know,
give me a hell yeah.
That's about it.
No, let's all give Blake flowers for talking this podcast.
Just for that saying was, the yeah, word saying Rat King stuff. Is cool. Because it reminded me of my favorite Ninja Turtle character.
I said Rat King first.
Wait. Hang on. Hey, Blake, give me those flowers back real quick.
Said Rat King. Yeah, but Blake
and
said
he was a terrific Ninja Turtles character.
Right. That's what I wanted to.
I think I had him, actually, the action figure.
He was my favorite. He was my favorite, dude.
He is a great character. Kyle, underused.
The fact that Rat King was Kyle's, like... like the way you just said he was my favorite, I'm like, did you see yourself in him?
I fucking loved him, dude. I loved everything about that toy. I loved everything
about
that toy.
And Blake was Mondo Gecko. Adam was Raphael.
Cool but rude.
And I was not Donatello. I just want to say that.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you sure?
You absolutely.
Just want to say that.
Are you sure?
Well, you're a tech boy. Donatello was a tech boy.
I would like to give our flowers for all four of us today. This was a very fun podcast. We're a lot of fun callbacks this episode, guys.
AC talk.
We came on fire today, baby. We're coming on fire.
We are definitely coming on fire. Dude, we're coming fire, dude.
Come fire.
Any take backs, apologies, anything else?
I don't know.
Anders, maybe some mean things you wanted to say?
Yeah, any insults you want to throw?
Yeah, any last-second
Any last-second mean things you'd like to say about us?
Let me see.
I apologize for saying spint print drop.
No, we're not taking how much you apologize.
Yeah, we're not taking
I apologize
that.
For it.
Hey, there was a doppelganger. There was a lookalike. Kyle got a lookalike.
I got a lookalike?
Somebody sent us a picture of a football player. A dead ringer, thank you. A football player who looked just like Kyle with his helmet on, so like kind of obscured, but it was creepy.
Really?
There's a lot. There's a lot of them people that look like Kyle out there, huh? A lot of dead ringers out there.
And I'll give one. I'll give a shout out to Blake for living out his dreams and going to the Dubs parade.
Yes.
And corresponding, how was that experience for you in 30 seconds or less?
Unreal.
We might on the next podcast, we might go a little deeper.
Might have to dive deeper.
Because I forgot. I was going to bring it up because I definitely saw your boy, Clay
like, Thompson,
trip and then just a 6 foot eight man bulldozed this woman to the concrete.
Oh, dude, I saw this video.
Laid her out. So funny. And then also, like, was too drunk to really care or help her up. Like, he was just like, she fell and she started to get up and he's like, all right, cool, and just turned around and
that was a viral ass parade, man. There were several viral moments.
Dude, so viral. Honey, did we go viral?
Did we go viral?
Did she know she just got laid out by Clay? Like,
no,
because if you get knocked over by somebody, you're pissed. But if you're look up and it's the person
who's celebrating,
yeah, you're like, yeah.
whenever I do a stand-up show, I make sure to bulldoze people in the street. Drop right kick after the audience.
Open hand slap.
In the cut, wasn't it like the next cut he's just doing MJ dances, and then the next cut he drops the championship ring?
Yeah, he like loses, and then he like later loses his hat. Like, yeah, he was having a night.
Everybody was on it.
Let's give flowers to Clay Thompson.
Oh, all day. That's the flowers. All right,
and that's another episode of This is Important.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get.
Oh, well, switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data. Powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit. And no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, listeners, this is Important Podcast here, and we got a serious nugget for you.
If you're into CBD and wellness, check out Lazarus Naturals. They're like the guardians of CBD, overseeing the entire process from their farm in Oregon to the product that arrives at your front door, the CBD Calm Gummies. They're a game changer when it comes to kicking back and relaxing.
Visit their website, LazarusNaturals.com, today, and use promo code THISIS for an exclusive discount. That's LazarusNaturals.com, code THISIS, not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.